Our story begins in 1987 when our welfare rolls in Wisconsin soared to over 100,000 families. It was time to give people hope for the future, to break the chains of dependency.
I hated being on AFCC. I felt like I was at the bottom of the barrel. It was nasty and I never wanted to go back.
The W-2 system, it may benefit a few people, but the majority of them who get jobs, they'll be dead-end, low-paying jobs. And then for a whole other chunk of folks, they're just out of the program altogether.
I'm being evicted. I got sanctioned for 3 months, so now I'm getting kicked out. So W-2 did for me.
2 years ago, Wisconsin's Governor Tommy Thompson began one of the most radical social experiments in recent history when he enacted Wisconsin Works. W-2 became a national model for welfare reform and launched the Republican governor into the national political arena.
Our welfare programs have been the biggest social change in America in over 60 years, and we're getting more people off of welfare into employment, giving them an opportunity to get out of poverty and live the American dream.
W-2 replaced welfare checks with work requirements and a 2-year limit on state aid payments. Since then, the number of Wisconsin families on the public dole has plummeted by 77%, and the program has been widely deemed a success. But questions linger about W-2. Should its success be measured by the huge drop in women with children on welfare, or measured by the quality of their lives?
One day, this one woman who really had a tough life and she didn't have a very high esteem of herself.
I got up here and I ran into some bad luck.
Was married and was in a very abusive situation. Her husband left her.
From day one, I went into work experience. They placed me and I learned some really general clerical skills there.
That to me is what welfare reform is all about.
If it hadn't been for Governor Tommy Thompson, I would not be where I am today.
Leilani Duarte is one of Beaver Dam, Wisconsin's most famous residents since she starred in Governor Tommy Thompson's campaign ads. It all began when she returned to her hometown with her twin daughters, Jasmine and Michelle, flat broke and unemployed.
I went down to apply for welfare and they told me, well, they're not going to give me a check. They said, we need you to look for approximately 20 jobs per week. And then I also had to put in 20 hours of community service. It's like job training, they call it.
She spent many evenings working and then going home and doing that in the evenings, and she's got kids to go home. And it was tough in the beginning.
Now she works at Lifestyle. She is still kind of busy.
After several community service jobs, Leilani's W-2 caseworker placed her in a temp agency. She worked her way up to full-time account coordinator, though she's the only one in the office without a college education.
Okay, adios. They hire people only with college educations. My old boss, he told me right out from the beginning, he was skeptical of bringing a W-2 in, and I says, why? He was, because I just didn't think you could make it. I said, well, thanks, Jim. He said, yeah, you proved me wrong. I said, I'm glad I did.
So you're 5.
Okay.
Pero que no, ¿verdad? Usted todavía no trabajando en Burger King?
Leilani learned to speak fluent Spanish during her marriage to a migrant cannery worker from Texas, an ability the agency valued above a college degree.
Más o menos una hora y 15, 20 minutos.
Okay?
I mean, I've learned to talk about it, too, that I was on welfare at one time, because at one time I was very embarrassed of it. I mean, the less the people knew, the better. I said, this is not something you want to tell your relatives know it, you know? And I said, gee, you don't want other people to know. They think bad about you. And people do. When you go to the store, you pay with food stamps. The looks are very bad. Yeah. Yeah. But now when they see me on commercial, it's different. I mean, since they've seen me on the commercial, oh, she went somewhere.
The Duartes recently moved into a modest 2-bedroom apartment near the temp agency.
Want to come to the computer?
And again, I like to surf the net.
I'm doing real well. I mean, my daughters are getting a lot more things. And I said, you know where you were and where we came from. At one time, we didn't have nothing in the refrigerator. I said, you've got to remember that.
Leilani and the twins drive to her parents' farm near Beaver Dam every weekend in her new used car. She blames her old used car for her final fall into the welfare system.
I bought a lemon. What happened is that I had an engine rehaul, and that car put me in debt. I was like over $2,000 in debt. It cleaned me out. I panicked.
Well, your pa was working in the garden this morning. That's why he still got real nice and clean clothes on.
2 years ago, Leilani's parents let her and the twins live at the farm for almost a year, providing them with shelter, food, and childcare.
Some years were good, and some years weren't so good. I don't blame anybody if they want to raise pigs anymore.
I'm glad they're gone, because you'd be losing money every day.
Yeah, they moved in, and I do know your electricity bill goes up, everything else goes up. I said, wow, I didn't realize these people were going to eat. But that's okay, that's family, you know.
Jasmine. That's Jasmine at Grandma's house dressing up. Lipstick and all.
Mom, is this your
thing? That's little. You're little there. Oh, that's the very first picture in the paper. That's the supervisor for Dodge County Human Services, Shirley Kitchen.
You know, these people really helped her. They took an interest in her.
It starts with the caseworker that you have right from the county. If you got a solo crappy caseworker that don't care about you, you're going to slide through Tommy Thompson's program and you're going to still be nowheres.
The nation's old welfare system based monthly payments on family size. Under W-2, families receive a flat $673 a month with childcare and transportation subsidies, plus up to 6 weeks of job training. After that, they must find a full-time job. If W-2 clients don't work, they are sanctioned and their monthly checks reduced or eliminated completely. In Madison, Wisconsin's capital, W-2 agencies are centrally organized near a bus transfer station.
We've been in here a little over 5 years. Before that, we were in the traditional welfare office kind of an environment. No matter what you do in that environment, there's a stigma attached to it. This facility serves the general public as well as people with special needs.
So it's very important when I find a job on the bus line. That way I won't have to worry about how I'm gonna get to work.
This is a community resource room for those who have some more in-depth needs.
No driver's license?
No.
And you're living with a friend and your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
What was the last year that you attended school? Last year you completed, like, was it 10th grade, 11th grade?
It was the 10th.
Looks like here is you're going to be over income for the food stamp program as well. You're going to come very close.
So what date did you receive this?
Well, it was posted on my door.
The landlord thinks that there's other people that are living there that are not on the lease.
I'm going to go to court for it because I think that letter is fairly, really unfair.
I'm going to have you take a few minutes and fill this out. It just is starting to get you to think about some of the skills and things you'll be able to offer in jobs and thinking about examples of them.
Dane County also runs the nearby Career Expectations Center. W-2 clients with little education or work experience attend a 2-week course on how to find a job and are placed in a job site for up to 30 hours a week in exchange for their monthly checks.
The Earned Apparel Shop is something that Dane County instituted to help people find clothes to go to work. All of the clothing in the Earned Apparel Shop is new.
What are you looking for?
Something to wear to my interview.
What colors do you like?
I like this red, too. This is pretty.
I'm from Chicago, the South Shore area. I have a 14-year-old daughter. She was shot in both her legs with a BB gun, so I didn't want to lose my only child, so I moved here.
Well, good.
This outfit and the shoes. I really needed shoes.
Yeah.
They're helping me get a career, get a start in life.
Now you're gonna get the new key, Jay.
Oh no. Not the other.
People in the resource room have the ability to work on the computer. We've got typing tutor, access to the internet so people can access JobNet. We've got bus resources, other transportation resources, childcare resources, you know, anything that they might need as a resource. Mickey maintains all that. Mickey, our resource room person.
You just go into progress. Sometimes I've likened the resource room to a MASH unit.
Yeah, can I get a list for childcare around my house and place of work?
I need you to give me a call at CC as soon as you get this message. Thank you.
People come in, and whatever's going on, we respond to it.
Oh, look, yours is 18 words per minute.
I've been stopped.
23 words per minute for today's session.
Mickey Patterson teaches W-2 classes.
Good morning.
And shares her story of how she wound up in Wisconsin's welfare system.
Mickey Patterson, and we're going to be talking about conflict resolution today. I have three children, and I've raised them on my own as a single parent. In the very beginning of coming to Wisconsin, my children were very small, and I had left a really abusive relationship back in New York to come here to start over again. Many people are involved in very abusive, controlling relationships. There's days when you can't come to work. There's days when you've been kept up all night listening to a tirade. Or you've been hit and injured and bruised and you're embarrassed, you don't want to come to work. The other thing is, if you depend on an abusive partner to be your child care, forget it. They won't be there when you need them. If you depend on them for transportation, the car will not be there. So this conflict in an abusive relationship really makes it difficult to focus on what you're doing.
My family was always fighting. Everyone drinks a lot.
I learned that one of my most valuable tools was my own personal experience. And I know there's schools of thought about professional boundaries, and you don't share, and you don't cross that line. But if you want to effectively work with people, then you're going to need to rethink those methods. If you sit there and blame the victim for being poor, uneducated, alcoholic, drug-ridden, violent, or abused, it's not going to work. When you share yourself, masks drop off, trust builds.
Where's the doggy?
I met Michelle about 4 years ago. We had a battle with alcoholism with her, and it's been a long 4 years so far, but we've come a long way since we've met.
Michelle and Patrick Bitter live in a rural trailer park near Marshall, Wisconsin, with their daughter and stepchildren. Michelle has been in and out of W-2 for the last 2 years and was in Mickey Patterson's W-2 class in Madison. Michelle's contact with Mickey Patterson set her on course for a new life.
She was in W-2 for a while, and then the alcoholism really started becoming a real big problem. So she was kind of in a spot where she had to do something with her life. She had to make a change.
I grew up being on welfare, and then when I had children, that's all I knew. And so I ended up on welfare. I was on AFDC. I was on AFDC for a good 9 years. I hated being on AFDC. I felt worthless. I felt like I was at the bottom of the barrel. It was nasty, and I never want to go back.
Michelle grew up in an abusive alcoholic home and ran away when she was 16.
And I was 3 months pregnant with my first child. I was homeless for, say, 6 months, sleeping in cars, bathing in public restrooms, you know, just washing down. Stuff like that. It was hard. I was with an abusive person and I left him. And if I wouldn't have left him, I don't know what would have happened. I couldn't take it no more.
After Mickey shared her story during class, Michelle opened up about her own life on welfare and her struggles with depression and alcohol.
She talked about what had happened to her. And I felt like then I was like, no, I can reach out to her. I can talk to her. I can tell her everything. And I was like, Mickey, I'm going to be going to jail. She's like, why? And I explained to her what had happened, that I had gotten drunk and blacked out, and I went after my sister with the butcher knife. I guess I was going to stab her. I don't remember. And then I might do 18 months in prison for this. And Mickey's like, well, I'm going to help you out. She goes, I'm going to write you up a letter. It says, oh boy, dear Judge Torfey, part of my job is to help transition W-2 clients from welfare to work. Part of this work is to recognize and eliminate barriers to employability. Naturally, the issues of the homelessness, poverty, untreated chemical dependence, and mental health concerns have indeed been barriers to Ms. Heckert's progress. The incident on February 10th, 1997, that now comes before you. Was a crisis of such magnitude that Michelle Heckert started to ask for help. She is, for once in her life, attempting to deal with her problems in a concrete way. Yours respectfully, Mickey Patterson.
Mickey's letter to the judge helped persuade him to sentence Michelle to 2 years probation instead of 18 months in jail. She was also placed in an alcohol treatment program.
If it wasn't for that, I'd probably still be on AFDC, or, you know, still trying to have children, you know, just trying to be at it. No, I want to go somewhere in life. This Sunday is mine and my husband's anniversary.
I thought it was Saturday.
We bought this place, and we bought a van, from renting to now owning, both working. He works days, I work nights, so we don't have to pay for a babysitter. So that helps out a lot. I'm working in a gas station, being a cashier. But there's nothing wrong with that.
Hi, Goofy.
I don't know, just being happy. I don't know what that is yet. I guess I'm still searching for it. But everything's a lot better now. A lot better.
Though poverty runs deep through rural Wisconsin, after 2 years of W-2, few farm families remain in the program. Six counties have no W-2 clients left at all. Milwaukee, the state's largest city, however, had over 8,000 W-2 families last year, 80% of the state's entire caseload, and almost all are located in Milwaukee's inner city.
This is not the Milwaukee that I was born in. This is not the Milwaukee that I grew up and had hope of being a decent place for me to have children and raise my family. For every vacant lot and every boarded up home you see, that's the devastation that has affected some families from AFDC to work where?
Unemployment in the state is, you know, under 4%. But in this neighborhood here, it's 25%.
That's a Phil Wileto is a printer by trade and union organizer. Last December, his A Job is a Right campaign gathered signatures on petitions outside the Milwaukee Urban League in an unsuccessful attempt to stop forced evictions during the winter. Wileto was worried about the over 3,000 women with children sanctioned off W-2 who were reportedly living in abandoned buildings and on the streets.
Governor Tommy Thompson says 30,000 people are off the welfare rolls. Of the people who had been declared job ready, that's a classification by the W-2 agencies, and pushed out of the program, only 15% had full-time jobs. 40% had been evicted or were facing eviction, and the majority were living on between $400 and $600 a month. So this is the untold story of the W-2.
Picture ID, I need that for sure, and then if you have a Social Security card, I'd prefer that as well.
So if you just take a few minutes.
This man lost his job and his marriage broke up. He isn't getting help from W-2 because W-2 is for custodial parents, and he doesn't live with his kids anymore. He's currently homeless and living with friends.
So basically you're a temp service?
Correct. But a lot of our jobs are temp to permanent.
Temp to permanent.
Okay, so if you...
The Milwaukee Urban League hosted a winter job fair. Most employers were hiring temporary Christmas help, but some offered jobs with health care benefits in the suburbs.
I'm interested in knowing what UPS has to offer here.
Loading and unloading semi-trailers.
Okay. Now, if I don't have transportation to get there, is there transportation that will get me from, say, downtown Milwaukee to Oak Creek?
Okay. Right now, for our 10:30 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. shift, there isn't any bus transportation that goes out there at that time.
The buses don't really supply one of our time frames that we need individuals on, so that probably is what's hurting a lot.
From here to where the jobs are, there's no transportation. The few places where there is public transportation, it would take you two and a half hours to get out to those jobs, and then two and a half hours to get back. And if you have children, now you're talking about, you know, putting your kids in daycare for 12 hours, which is not covered by W-2. You can't move out to the suburbs because there's no affordable housing out there. Milwaukee, statistically, is one of the most racially segregated cities in the country. Milwaukee County is 98% white in the suburbs. Racial segregation, the lack of transportation, the lack of jobs in the city all mean that when you are unemployed in the central city, it's very, very difficult to get a job, get yourself out of that situation.
So, you know, those two getting all this money, you know, all this, mm-hmm. you know, money that they, yeah, you know, they could, like, put it up for us, you know, getting, you know, paying the rent, you know, for people that can't pay it. They got kicked off of W-2.
Generosity is well appreciated.
The W-2 system, it may benefit a few people, but the majority of them who get jobs, they'll be dead-end, low-paying jobs. They won't advance. And after 5 years lifetime participation in the program, they'll be out of the W-2 system and worse off than they were when they started. And then for a whole other chunk of folks, they're just out of the program altogether.
I had one of those W-2 jobs at a bakery. 4th of July, they told me they had to let me go because I was too slow and I couldn't get the icing on the cake right because I didn't have no experience in doing that. And then I had another one, it lasted 2 or 3 days, and the same thing, you know, I was too slow. After that, I got sanctioned for 3 months, so now I'm getting kicked out. That's what W-2 did for me.
Mary Mayo moved to Milwaukee so her kids could see their father more. Now he's unemployed and can't pay child support. Mary has only 10 days to find somewhere to live and a way to pay the rent.
I was working in Los Angeles till I came here. I would like to be, you know, to help people. I like, you know, being around people. If I could get a job in the hospital of... But sometimes you got to know somebody to get into a hospital, you know, to get into a job like that. I'd rather have a job than to be sitting at home, you know, doing nothing.
There's so many people that this W-2 thing has really messed up. Because I think in her case, she didn't even have a babysitter. It's sad. It's really sad. I just can't see how in the world this could happen.
Mary and her friend Louise Jackson met at church. Louise is already housing other homeless people in her small apartment, but may add Mary and her children if shelter space doesn't open up soon.
It's 5 adults in her house, so she wouldn't mind me staying there, but 5 kids and myself make 6 adults, and you know, that's, wow, that's 12 people, you know.
There's one shelter who would take her and 3 of the kids. That's being the 3 younger ones, or the 2 girls and the younger one. So then what would happen to the 3 boys?
In Milwaukee, homes where families double and triple up are called W-2 stacks. Louise is worried that if Mary and her kids move in, her landlord will evict them all for illegal overcrowding.
But if I have to, then I just... Yeah, stay over there till they kick us out.
Well, it's embarrassing.
Mary goes to food pantries to supplement the $241 in food stamps she receives every month.
It was on $241, went real quick, and 6 kids and boys, they like to eat, you know.
And my girls do too. This is Joseph, Jacob, Jeremiah, Florida, Keisha, and Joshua. I was going to, they're like the churches mostly. They just give you a little food, little cereals, and a couple of cans or something like that. I'm not the only one. I'm not alone. Not having no food. This is going to be a rough Christmas this year.
Since W2 began, protesters have picketed against W2's time limits and sanctions.
I wasn't allowed to finish college. I was studying to be an electrical engineer myself. They want you to get jobs as nursing assistants and security guards, and very low-paying, minimum wage type jobs.
My kid was sort of like abandoned by the kid's father. The rent stopped being paid, the electricity was turned off, and the gas was going to go next, so I bailed out.
By Christmas 1998, the nearby Milwaukee Rescue Mission homeless shelter was filled with families like Mary's. Some had tried and failed at W-2 jobs and were sanctioned.
I can do it myself.
Damn. Yeah, that's great.
Others, like May, lost their homes while waiting for their first W-2 checks to arrive, which often takes over a month.
I needed the benefits right off the bat, you know, so that I could have gotten me and my kids maybe in a small apartment or something, you know, but I had to come here instead just to keep a roof over our head and food to eat.
Laquita is also waiting for her first W-2 check. She's working on her high school equivalency, or GED, and hopes to get a living wage job and get off W-2.
Look at the hours that you're doing for W-2. You can be having your own job, getting paid more. $673 a monthly payment, that's not enough to take care of you and then pay rent and bills and take care of your kids, too. That's not enough. W-2, it feels like they're telling you when to get up, when to go to sleep, what to do, and I just try to do whatever they tell me to do for this time being, because I don't want to mess up, then me and my children don't have no income coming in. No, I didn't want to come to a shelter, but I knew, therefore, they'll help me. That's why I came.
I'm being evicted, so I'm getting my stuff out today, so. And I'll be out by this afternoon, tonight, sometime.
Mary Mayo made it through Christmas, but her 10-day eviction notice is up. It's early January, and an overnight blizzard has dumped 2 feet of snow on Milwaukee. Shelters are full, and Mary and her children have nowhere to go.
I just don't know where I'm going to end up at right now. Yes, Ms. Leroy, this is Mary Mayo. You know, I was down there trying to get a place while I'm being evicted. Yes. I still haven't found a place. Okay. All right, I will. Okay, thank you. Okay. So you told me that's the community advocate to find shelter for people. So he told me to call him back at 2:30, so he's gonna call around and see if he can find somewhere for me, you know, today. Yes, I'd like to know, I'm being evicted, and I wanted to know you had any shelter. So I have to get back with them. She's away from her desk.
That's what I always be keep getting. I'm away from my desk and I sometimes they don't call back. Yes, may I speak to Leroy? Man, he's not gonna answer now. His mama have to leave a message in his voicemail. Yes, this is Mary Mayo. You told me to call you back at 2 o'clock and you're not there. So can you please give me a call? Thank you. You told me to call him back at 2. Call me back at 2 o'clock. Get you guys coats.
Mary is on a waiting list for subsidized low-income housing in Milwaukee's suburbs, where she could be closer to better jobs and schools.
I signed up in June. But I won't be here. I'm the, on the waiting list, so see, I'm number 361. They'll contact me in 1 to 2 years. That's pretty long. Yes, is Leroy back? Oh, okay. But nope, I'm back. Or either I can go to a motel where I have to pay $119 a week. I was thinking about if I take all 6 kids, you know, into a motel in one room. Well, I don't know how they'd feel about it, you know. I know I probably would have to pay a little bit more money.
Mary's landlord, Garland Smith, came by to see how soon the Mayos would be out.
I just want to see what's going to happen, period. I've been over backwards for you.
Yeah, but you know, it was just my W-2 check, Mr. Smith. I tried to tell you. But, you know, it just got sanctioned.
All I can do is let you stay here, and I don't want to put you out on the street. Yeah. I come over here to ask her when she going to get out. They've been in there 4 months and haven't paid the rent. And I let her stay another 2 months because I didn't want to put the kids out on the street. She says W-2 won't send her a check. I feel hurt. Because I let them stay here for 4 months. I'm still paying my house note. And I got nothing to show for it.
And I told her I didn't have no way, you know, to get out. You know, it's all snowy. Who's going to come get me in the snow?
Some light snow approaching us by the evening hours. High temperatures tomorrow near 15 degrees.
Yes, is Leroy in? Okay. All right, thank you. He's out till 4:40.
This week is especially rough for Mary. Yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of her oldest son's death.
My oldest one got killed. Drive-by shooting, so yeah, that was last year when he got killed. So, I try so hard. You know, like trying the jobs. Mm-hmm. But I hope one day I might find something. I'm gonna keep I just keep looking. Something will come up one day.
Mary took her kids to a motel. Milwaukee's shelters remained full. So Louise finally took them all into her home.
Shared with you the outstanding record of the 89,000 families who have moved from welfare to work. When September 97 rolled around and we were at the beginning of this new program, the cash assistance caseload stood at 34,491 people. What we have experienced since then is an additional 70% reduction.
J. Jean Rogers is one of W-2's architects. She's Wisconsin's division administrator for the Department of Economic Support and is determined that Wisconsin Works will work for all W-2 clients.
I always get a kick out of it when I talk to one of our clients who's gone through parts of the program and proudly says, oh, the agency didn't help me get that job. I got it on my own. And then we find out that there was soft skills training, how to write a resume, how to interview, access to the Dress for Success closet, and a host of other kinds of services, but it was done right. The overall success of W-2 depends on much more than how we get those checks out to people to help them.
After her speech to potential W-2 employers, Rogers traveled to the south side of Milwaukee's inner city.
It has representation from the white community, the African American community. It's the heart of the Hispanic community, and it has the largest Native American population.
Rogers went to the United Migrant Opportunity Services, or UMOS, office. UMOS has a long history of service to Milwaukee's Hispanic community and now has a contract to provide W-2 services for its clients. Many are unemployed and don't have cars or telephones.
Why do we need to learn how to ask appropriate questions? Because a job interview isn't just about what can I do for you, it's about what can you do for me, right? Using the phone book, there is like a gajillion people in the telephone book, listings there, call them up.
And you know it's only 10 or 15% of employers that have vacancies, so this is a really good tool for you to use. I'm an undergraduate early childhood education person, and my graduate work is in behavioral studies. I'm very much a person who is focused on behavioral outcome.
This is an English second language class, and we're just going over some bad applications. What do you think about his references?
You were creating a whole segment of society that was disenfranchised in the very basest way. They didn't have a clue.
How do I call her? You need always emergency phone number, a phone number. Yeah, you can't just put a box number for emergency. You receive, you're the boss, you have this application. The garbage. You don't want him working for you. He doesn't follow directions.
All we are big kids. And we react positively and negatively to the same kind of teaching and learning experiences that children do. And that's where the sanctions come in. Because the sanctions are tied to giving people clear instruction. But if they don't cooperate, then there's a consequence. You're going to respond better to a pat on the back than you are to a spanking.
De servicios. Porque esto hace que la gente se desarrolle.
We want to send our greetings of congratulations to the governor. And if we don't have a chance to meet him, we want to ask you to tell him for us personally. Thank you very, very much that this is available to us.
I will. Thank you. Muy importante that you share.
We are looking and the new partnership that we have with the nursing home. They have one or two vans that they are going to lease to us. And then we will transport their people to and from work, and they also have child care right there.
Are they close enough in terms of their shift times that it works?
We need to work through those.
She's worried about that.
No. Also, the Milwaukee County Transit System has finally extended some bus lines that go at least to New Berlin.
I mean, obviously, given where you all are, there's no one best route solution.
Rogers is preparing for the first lifetime term limits coming due for over 2,000 W-2 clients in Milwaukee County. That's when W-2 checks to parents who haven't found work will permanently end.
As I suspected, they fall into two categories. They need pre-GED in order to get them ready. And the other category is they aren't going to get there. Let's work on other kinds of self-sufficiency skills. You have to design the programs so that they serve the 85% of the constituency that you want to address well.
And then you, for the 15% that doesn't quite make it, doesn't quite fit the mold, there's an ability to adjust the timelines so that if you have somebody that simply can't be ready within either the 24-month or the 5-year timeline, we can adjust and say, for you, we'll make an accommodation. It's that 85%, 15%, get the balance right, that makes good public policy. And it's what was wrong with AFDC. We had that program so full of exemptions from any expectation that we were setting the general policy for the needs of the 15%. And that is a recipe for failure. Once you're out there in that job market, you have the opportunity to grow. There's no opportunity to grow while you're sitting gathering a welfare check.
The bigger decisions, like whether we were going to be here today or not, those kind of things we do have to think about because, again, the consequences. We don't come, you get sanctioned. Can you deal with that? Can your family deal with having less money?
By March 1999, Mary Mayo had been homeless for 3 months and in desperation gave W-2 another try. She was assigned to Goodwill Industries for job training.
If you had a decision to make, what would be the first thing that needs to happen?
Mary's weekday mornings were now spent learning how to land a job, manage money, and make sound decisions.
So define the problem. I mean, you make decisions based on there being a problem or there being something wrong or something that needs to be changed. Let's just say you're getting ready to move. I'm gonna put some fake addresses up here, y'all.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, so good things about this one. The money.
Black lobby.
Security.
Uppers are nice. Bullets don't stray that high up usually, even if it is a bad neighborhood.
In Milwaukee, 5 private corporations have contracts with the state to provide job training for W-2 clients. At the end of the year, the corporations can keep a share of the profits left from unused services and caseload reductions. Last year, the 5 companies made over $8.4 million. Goodwill Industries, a nonprofit corporation, is using a portion of its profits to expand its job training program.
When I was standing in the shelter, that I missed the most, my kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
They tell you, I was standing, so
Goodwill Industries' entry-level job requires W-2 workers to sort through used clothes hangers for a department store chain.
Go through thousands and thousands of hangers in one day, and it's hangers.
Yeah. Go to the store, oh, man, there's some hangers.
It's crazy. But it'll motivate you to get a different job. It's a good way of getting you out of here.
If Mary gets through the clothes hanger job, she can move to the next assembly line where workers earn their W-2 checks assembling lawnmower tires for a local manufacturing firm.
Remember how I told you to hold it right here? Yeah, there you go. I'm in W-2. It's been kind of hard. Just getting out of prison and can't find no work. No one want to give you a decent paying job. You got to keep a roof over your child's head, so you got to do what it takes. You know, most people here, they never did this before in their life.
No, I have training.
And most people here are women, and they don't know nothing about no wrench or no ratchet or no socket
or a nut. I didn't even know what a nut was.
And now that when they go back out into the work world, in the work field, they'll be able to go, hey, well, what's that? Oh, that's a ratchet in a deep well socket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. They know that much, at least that'll get them into a job. Getting better at that.
Yeah. Yeah. I am getting better.
You're gonna get a job in no time.
Okay, here I go. Don't get wet, you guys. Well, it's been going okay. I like it. You know, going to class, that's the best part. You know, sometimes I would be kind of sad because not too long ago my son had got killed. So the people in there talked to me and they weren't okay about it.
Mary's family had been living with Louise for 3 months when the apartment across the hall opened up. With an eviction record, Mary couldn't get a lease. So Louise signed for the second apartment, and Mary is on her way home to settle in.
I'm going home to my new apartment. I finally got one, so that's where I'm going, home.
I can finally say that. I was homeless for a while, but now I got a place to go. The weather's kind of nasty, but it's okay. It's a great day.
There are 9,000 families that are anxious for the opportunity to earn a living and begin their journey towards success, as well as the American dream. Together, we've reduced the welfare rolls by 74%. Our state welfare caseload is now just 9,000, and we won't rest until that number is zero.
Hi, I'd like to welcome our guests to the CNA train graduation class of June 18th, 1999. You have a credential now. And you can go out into the world and do what?
Get a job.
You got it.
Mary Mayo finished her W-2 community service hours, then signed up for a short course to become a certified nursing assistant, or CNA. In June, she passed her finals. Today, she receives her diploma.
This particular class that graduated today was very special in that they came from all the different W-2 agencies in Milwaukee.
Congratulations to everybody.
We initially started with a 9-day program and enhanced it to 20 days to give more life skills, more bonding activities with people that are on W-2. Some of them don't have high school degrees or any credentials, and this is the first credential that they have that shows that they've done something with their life.
I never really accomplished anything. Every time I'm there for a week, I quit. And it's the first time I really did something, and I'm proud of myself, and I just want to thank everybody.
This lady has a heart of gold. And this has been a goal of hers, and I'm really glad that you chose to be a CNA, Mary, because I think you will be an excellent one. Mary Mayo.
Mary was chosen for a special award, the student with the most positive attitude.
They feel so good inside. Most graduations, everybody cries because the emotional aspect of, you know, succeeding and feeling good about themselves, and I've gone somewhere and I've done something with my life and I have a goal now.
I didn't know I was gonna get that. It was really a surprise. I was stunned, you know. It was, wow, me? Hello, me?
Mary says she applied for dozens of jobs, but no one ever called back. She hopes her new diploma will change all that.
I always wanted to be a nurse, so only thing, I just wished I had a bigger place. You know, the little apartment is kind of small, but I'm the only adult in there, so it's okay. Most of it was really easy, you know, except for the CPR. I mean, that was really tough.
Congratulations.
Hopefully I have a job by the next time you see me. And you keep a positive attitude.
Mary has already applied at 2 nursing homes, and her family has settled into their new apartment across the hall from her friend Louise.
They still haven't been able to get a stove and refrigerator. Oh, I usually put my food over in Louise's apartment. I buy grocery and put it all over there. And I cook over there, you know.
Mary lost her stove and refrigerator during her eviction when her belongings were put out on the curb.
So when I got back, it was gone. So.
It was only 3 months ago that Mary and her children were homeless and took turns sleeping on Louise's living room floor.
Kids, some of them slept on the floor and all around, but this is basically where their sleeping area was. The rest of the 990 people lived in the bedroom.
They're doing great. They all made honor roll and got to the next grade. And she graduated from kindergarten to first grade.
Joseph graduated to middle school. Their progress really excelled at the last few months. We never closed the doors. The doors are never locked. One big house. People helping people, that's the only way we're going to make it. I mean, what else can we do?
By midsummer 1999, forced evictions in Milwaukee's inner city continued a slow and steady rise.
Okay, these are the papers that we have completed so far today. There's 9 in here. We've done 6 actual evictions, and we have 17 papers yet to finish today.
We've probably got about 8 or 9 moves within 10 blocks of this area, so we're not going far.
Milwaukee detectives evicted many W-2 stacks this year. A mother with 3 young children lived in this attic. Her own mother says she took them in after the woman was sanctioned by W-2 and then evicted.
I think that's the case here. You probably have some relatives that probably were not originally on the lease. And they find places to live, attics, basements. In the winter, you find a lot of bedding. Milwaukee's had a lot of fires in the last 5 or 6 years. And houses like this, they're older. You got people living up here with this type of heater. During the night, somebody kicks it over, and you know this attic would catch fire in a blink of an eye, really.
117,
my experience being on W-2 was like terrible.
Really upsetting a lot of people. Yep, hurting a lot of families.
I almost got evicted a few times. If it wasn't for me having social workers and stuff by my side, I'd have been evicted.
W-2 delay your check for months and months after time.
They'll hold your check. Don't care. Tell you they don't eat it. It's not their problem if you get put out.
And see a lot of kids don't even have a place to stay and nothing to eat, clothes to wear. It's really bad.
I've been doing this for almost 5 years. And the average is about 4% a year they've been going up on evictions. We do anywhere from 3,300 to 3,600 evictions a year.
Race will become an issue. The white sheriff is throwing you out. And that bothers me because the kids didn't get the perception that you're a bad guy. And they don't even know me, you know. I'm not a bad guy. Just got a job to do.
All the focus is on the mothers, and there's no focus on the fathers who've abandoned the children. There's no insistence that, of course, the absent parent should be responsible, not the present parent, who's already double responsible.
Time limits are coming up all over the country, causing women and children to have zero income whatsoever if they lose their job, their man, or their health.
Within 2 weeks, Mary Mayo was hired full-time by a nursing home in suburban Milwaukee. Her starting pay to support herself and her kids was $8 an hour. That's more than $16,000 a year, but over $8,000 below the federal poverty line for a family her size.
Talk to the patients, listen to them. They're quite gassed. They're real nice. I like them. People work here. Okay. You're doing great. Yeah.
Show them your son smile, Sylvia. Okay, Sylvia's showing you her Sunday smile.
There a smile that make us happy.
Sylvia's singing.
There a smile that make us happy.
Okay. I'll be back, okay, Sylvia? Okay. Get some more residents.
Mary is a wonderful employee. Mary has enthusiasm. She's a very caring individual, and she displays her compassion and respect for our residents.
The supper looks good.
That's enough for a whole family.
Is it?
Yes, it is, honey.
The value of a nursing assistant is that they're the backbone of long-term care. And there is an extreme need right now for people to become nursing assistants. And for nursing assistants, it's good on a career ladder because once they become a nurse's aide, they'll have more opportunities possibly to become a licensed practical nurse or a registered nurse in the future. And in our organization, we give assistance so that that can happen.
the big goal, Levine. Maybe LPN. RN. If I don't get too old. Yep, I'll be an old nurse walking around with my cane.
There's been a great influx of W-2. It's a delight to have that group of women here, though, because we value the service that they can give us.
Mary's shift is 3 to 11 p.m. She's grateful that Louise can feed and watch her kids, since nighttime childcare is scarce. Few bus lines run back to her inner city neighborhood at night. So again, it's Louise who loads the kids into her car to pick Mary up and bring her home at night.
We're doing a transportation questionnaire right now to see if we would provide a van service.
It's hard to get out here, but I really enjoy here.
No one knows how the 26,000 Wisconsin families who left W-2 last year are faring. The state doesn't track them, though there's a 40% increase in working poor families like Mary's. In Milwaukee, food pantries and homeless shelters are bracing for another round of winter evictions.
I like to go home at night and put my feet up and watch TV and not have to think that two doors down there's someone living in an abandoned home. There's no reason in the world why little children should be out here in the cold because W-2 agencies are kicking their parents out of the program.
Success is often described as a journey, not a destination. Together, we can make W-2 a better way of life for poor families all over Wisconsin.
In October 1999, Governor Tommy Thompson vetoed a budget bill that would have let W-2 clients attend technical college full-time with fewer work hours and continued child care coverage.
I would like to see more emphasis placed on furthering education. The educational component will keep people from needing assistance from others. We're new in this thing, so we're going to have to see what happens. But human beings are remarkably adjustable creatures, and we learn with a little help from our friends.